You're listening to the Audacity to Be Ambitious podcast, where we talk all things life, women, and ambition. And I'm your host, Jess, the life coach. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Inspiration to Action series, my podcasting and audiobook hybrid, where I read to you, We Can Do Extraordinary Things, my new fancy book that's now available on Amazon. So stick around and listen to all the lessons I learned on my way to extraordinary. Chapter 17, Settling into Extraordinary. After struggling for a while, you'll find yourself in a place where you acknowledge that you are indeed becoming the woman you set out to become. You'll begin to feel inspired and driven more days than you feel uncomfortable. In fact, discomfort does not become something that you fight, resist, or run away from anymore. It becomes a part of the normal rhythm and flow you'll find yourself in. This is where you go from shedding the old skin to really stepping into the new and shiny self that you've allowed to come to the forefront of your life. This is what extraordinary is about. The truth is, we are always becoming. The whole experience of settling into who you're becoming actually becomes a rhythmic pattern that you'll find yourself breaking into over and over again. The most extraordinary women I know arrive at one place only to knock on the door of another. Or maybe even kick it down if we have to. This reminds me of when it comes to teaching my clients about selling. I've told my clients before that if you master selling one thing, you can master selling anything. And I look at this adventure in the exact same way. Settling into becoming extraordinary is really just about getting used to purposeful change for the first time. Right now, I'd love to invite you to take notes about your own journey. Remember before when I said that my friend and client Jamie would recommend that this is the time that you pick up a journal and start writing down all of these things you're noticing? Well, this is what I'm talking about. During this time, write down how you feel, both the good and the bad, and all of the in-between. Write down in great detail how you see and witness yourself changing cognitively, physically, and spiritually. Allowing yourself to be aware and giving yourself credit for the results of your hard work will invite you to grow more in the future. You'll make it less likely that you resist change. While allowing yourself an opportunity to reflect on how far you've come. In addition to how far you've come, you'll begin to notice the mental, physical, and even spiritual mile markers that will present themselves the next time around. The next time around? Oh yeah, this is just the beginning. Speaking from experience, there is a magical moment when who you've become today recognizes the first step of who you're becoming tomorrow. It begins to feel like some supernatural experience where you're meeting yourself in the universe. Take a glimpse at her in the mirror and say, I see you, and I'm ready this time. Be ready to head into the unknown. And just like that, you'll begin to understand that ready does always feel like right now. It's where you drop the resistance and you align your soul with the unknown. The only difference is that now you'll get to a place where you are much more evolved and ready to emotionally accept everything that lies before you. After you do one extraordinary thing, you're going to be like the baby who used to be surprised at every footstep, who then grows up and it becomes an everyday thing. Then, when we get there, it's time to do something extraordinary again. That means doing something different again. And that's gonna be hard again. But because you've evolved and you've done the work and you're self-aware and you allow space for all of your emotions and you've learned how to cultivate your own courage, you're gonna be unstoppable. Conquering things, doing things, chasing dreams, it's all just gonna be a part of who you are now. Go ahead, settle into it. Hey ladies, if you liked what you heard here, then you'll love The Collective. It's my exclusive monthly coaching program curated for real women who are ready to create real results in their lives. Get started at coachcurator.com/join, and I'll see you in Coach Curator Collective.
And don't forget to like, listen, and subscribe.